Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer ice in your boy.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
Starberry, though.
Starberry is the
we
one
do Starberry because we could segue nicely into talking about the new Guardians of the Galaxy preview that came out this week.
There's Sneetches in that.
I saw Chris Pratt on the Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Starberry is what it's called.
Star-Lord.
Wait a minute, the weed strain's called Star-Lord?
Not Starberry.
Nope. Star-Lord.
Yes.
Nothing's coming up for Starberry.
Bullshit, because I read it.
He just showed you the internet.
No, you have to do
look at the internet. It says nothing.
Star Spaceberry, sir.
Oh, well. Starberry Indica?
Yes.
The internet has it.
Sure does.
The internet's got it all.
Yep.
Even if you don't want it, the internet's got it.
Yeah, just take it easy. Go with the flow. Starberry.
Commercial for the internet. Relax and let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Rick and Morty character, Mr. Jellybean.
Let it wash all over
Go
you.
With the flow.
The internet. Close your eyes. It'll be over soon.
It starts rubbing your shoulders and lets you know that everything's okay.
Yo. Is this rape music?
Raping? Are we raping?
It's called Go With the Flow. So maybe.
Are we raping?
Yeah. Yeah, are you raping?
No, this isn't rape.
He had that look in his eye.
Yeah.
He said, let's get it on. I'm so not a raper.
It's so not a raper.
That's all you have to type into Google is, are you raping?
Nick, come on, man. Yeah. Nick.
I love this.
It's probably Ashton Kolchak right now.
Ashton Kolchak.
Okay.
I gotta watch this movie again.
Hey guys, I've got your luggage.
He's got both arms!
Fucking Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Check his arms.
How does that guy not age? He doesn't look any different than fucking.
I don't know, man.
When he was in Back to the Future.
It's a damn good question.
That's my arm!
It's fake!
It's real! It's got freckles on it and shit!
Talked over, are you raping?
Sorry.
It's alright.
It's a great.
The listeners heard it.
Are we raping?
No, nobody's raping anybody. But are you hitting the bong?
Oh,
is the question?
That should be a real question.
Rape that bong?
Yeah, you're gonna mouth rape the bong. Kinda. I actually heard the first rumblings this week that I heard Mr. Trump wants to kill.
Well, that's
net neutrality.
Plan. Oh, net neutrality.
Yeah, I heard that too.
After the Amazon incident. It came up, apparently, with that server going down this week or whatever.
What does the Amazon server going down have to do with net neutrality?
I don't fucking... You're asking me to Logic and Donald Trump, same sentence?
Man, the ISPs have to have more control of the flow in order to make sure that these things just don't overload because it's basically left up to user traffic. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get your in on controlling the flow of information is by saying... Well, you know, if they don't direct the traffic somewhat, then it just crashes. It's kind of like saying, like, we need traffic lights before we had traffic lights. Like, we could just trust people because they weren't going that fast and not hit each other.
Right.
And then they started going faster and hitting each other, and we're like, well, we've got to take control of the situation and direct the traffic. Only in this case, the actual directing of traffic isn't a safety measure, but a way to charge different customers different structures based on their needs for internet and basically make it, you have the internet in the U.S. owned by three or four major companies, I think, at this point.
Yes.
And no longer an open system like what it was designed for. If you want to, if you're getting rid of the net neutrality rules that we have in place, then you're pretty much for privatizing the internet.
That sounds like a Republican.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you like the fact that...
Well, we're fucked. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That all the money all the money off of this information flow is being made by three companies. Well, then be anti-net neutrality. If you thought you were finally out of the death grasp of Comcast controlling your entertainment, and then you're for getting rid of net neutrality, well, then get ready to be paying Comcast for the rest of your natural-born life for whatever information is that you want in the world. You know? Comcast or Verizon, you're going to get your information either through your Wi-Fi at home or at the Burger King or through your phone. It's going to come through one of those two sources. And as soon as you let them be able to drive traffic dependent on their profit. So you want to look at a competitor's product? Oh, well, that page takes a long time to download, doesn't it? Because we're not giving it priority traffic. Mm-hmm. We're not giving anything priority traffic that doesn't directly result in us profiting off of it. That's a lot of fucking money and a lot of fucking information.
Right.
So I guess that's the best analogy I can come up with, because it sounds harmless on its surface. It sounds confusing, but I think that breaks it down pretty purely. Pure leaf. Rob's drinking pure leaf tea.
Yes.
Is it really all leaf?
I didn't.
What are
make
the ingredients?
It.
The first ingredient better be leaf. I didn't make any sense. Please, sir. I don't brew the tea. I just drink it.
I don't brew it. It says brewed tea.
Rob's like, leave me fucking out of this. I'm just a consumer.
Is that the? That's the ingredients list. It says brewed tea.
It says brewed tea and a bunch of other crap.
Oh, I drink that shit. We drink the black tea, the sweet tea, the unsweetened tea.
They have a couple unusual items in here, like citric acid.
But I hear you with the name number one. Say
citrus
leaf.
Pectin.
You know, today I tried to buy juice. You cannot buy juice not from concentrate anymore. No, juice, the beverage, juice, the slaves like in Egypt.
No, it was a misunderstanding. I just find that really funny. Like, this is our podcast. You know, today I tried to buy juice.
Juice.
But you can't buy juice not from concentrate anymore.
What do you mean? Like, you can't buy the cans that you find in the freezer section? And that's concentrate.
I don't think so.
Well, no. No, I'm talking about in a bottle. It's all from concentrate.
Oh, you can't buy juice that isn't...
we don't have any juice anymore that's like crushed up fruit and water. Like, didn't it where juice came from?
Yeah.
Now it's all from concentrate. Like, even if I went to the organic, the Kroger, I went to the organic section. All that shit's from concentrate. Like, I want crushed fruit and water. Please and thank you. I got to get Amish on your ass? Do it myself?
I think that's it.
You have to have a preservative in there of some sort. So you can either brew it and bottle it, or you can make it into concentrate form so you can add preservatives that don't destroy it. I think that's the reason why.
Why not sell it like milk? It's got a date. Hey, man.
No. It doesn't. It ain't going to keep like that.
You got 1 week to drink this juice.
Yeah.
But... And milk has tons of preservatives in it in order to keep that shelf life. I'm just saying that, like, I don't think that you can just crush up fruit and water and put it on a shelf and say, 2 weeks, better drink that. No, it's like tomorrow or throw it out.
Right.
You can't, like, it's either you get fresh juice, which you do yourself from fruit from the supermarket, or go to a bar that does that for you.
Oh,
you get concentrate.
You know what this means? Oh, it means I got to buy juice.
If you want to put it in a shelf,
it's buy your juice.
And
where's Ron Popeil when I need him?
That's the thing, like juicy juice. Oh, its thing is like 100% juice. Yeah,
fuck no,
juice from concentrate. It's always been from concentrate, but now they have to label it more clearly, so you're seeing everything as from concentrate. Where in the past you just thought, oh yeah, that's just juice.
Oh, come on, Google.
Google censor you?
Well, it's the censored version, I'm guessing.
Aww. Net neutrality, my ass.
Whatever.
Another thing Trump wants to slash the budget on is NOAA, the weather satellite program.
What?
It's fake.
Right? You mean
fake weather news.
The shit that tells us when hurricanes are coming for us.
Yeah, let's cut that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. But you know why, though.
It tells us about that fake climate change.
Yes, exactly. It tells us about the climate change. So,
like, Portland's had, like, a historical winter, and you're telling me climate change ain't a thing. Look at what's happening on the planet. Just look. I'm believing my own two eyes. Look at how the weather's been late the last
even here in Michigan, and we're used to that kind of shit. Right. And then we're like, I mean,
pretty much spring showed up a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. We had 70-degree day in Detroit.
Forbes got four ways that NOAA satellites help you in your life today. I think telling you when hurricanes are coming for your ass and tornadoes and shit, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's enough.
You want millions of dollars to do what? Oh, tell us when the twisters are coming? Please, whatever you need.
Yeah.
What do? They keep us from flying blind.
Oh.
Oh, flying into storms. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense.
Right, yeah. Do you have to worry about this shit when you're just sitting in a house on the ground? Imagine if you're flying all over the room.
Oh, God. That shit. That'd be crazy.
So, let's get the pilots protesting. Let's have a day without pilots.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Better be a week I'm home.
Right, that's how I was going to say.
I'm not sit through that.
The trick is to not get them all in one place to protest together, because then they'll just be drunk and belligerent.
Right.
Like, let's just go home. Well, we don't know. We're used to being drunk in the cockpit. I know how to handle myself there.
Right.
I can't handle this. I tease the nation's pilots. They're fine, highly trained professionals, I'm sure. They don't take any drugs or pills.
No, I do all the drinking for them.
Yeah.
I threw up on a plane the other day, finally. Took 4 years.
Wow. I threw up the first time, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I suspect the sandwich I ate.
Oh, you're just thinking it was food poisoning or something?
Yeah.
Like egg salad from a vending machine?
It's a turkey sandwich from a cart.
With mayo.
No, I bought it from the...
With mayo? You can't have a turkey sandwich without mayo.
Right.
Well, they call it aioli, but we know what they mean.
Aioli.
What they call it what now?
Aioli. Aioli.
It's a $2 word for mayonnaise.
That shit that makes you shit your pants?
Yeah. That's basically what it looks like.
No, I booted in a bag and then booted in the...
booted?
In the airplane bathroom.
Okay.
Made the whole plane smell like puke. Everyone had to love me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man, you know who's got a lot of puke? Netflix.
How so?
Yeah.
Well, you watched Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah.
That's got an amazing amount of puke. Probably more puke than I've ever seen in any TV show.
Yeah, when they change over. Oh, spoiler alert.
And I also watched the Netflix movie.
Oh, God.
You're going to play audio of somebody barfing? I may.
I might throw up on you.
You've all heard this song. It's for like 2 seconds.
There I go. Thinking of you again.
It's Marshall.
Marshall.
Okay. That threw me off. I probably skipped this track.
Right.
He's puking. Skip. Oh, what was I talking about?
Netflix has a lot of puke.
Yeah.
You're right, Rob?
I'm dying over here.
I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Is that the full name of the movie? Have you seen this pop up on Netflix?
No.
It's this kind of quirky little movie about a woman who seems to live alone, and everybody that she experiences in her life is a total asshole.
Okay.
Like, is just, you know, littering and polluting and doing everything that she hates. And she kind of befriends this, what's his name? The Hobbit guy.
Dinklage?
No. No, man. What the fuck?
Elijah Wood.
Oh, Hobbit. Sorry. You said Hobbit. He's short. I'm sorry. That's the way I thought.
But they made a whole movie of Never mind.
I never watched them, so sorry.
Sam,
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Well, not Sam. What's his name? Fucking Astin.
No, not Sean Astin. He plays this rather annoying guy with a rat tail who, like, works out and listens to metal and has nunchucks and throwing stars.
It's like Christian Bale and fucking Joe. Big Short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they kind of go on their own mission. Like her, well, I don't know. I won't give anything more away. It's definitely a fun movie. She definitely pukes a lot in it. And I was just thinking about, wow, Netflix is like, they're not so big on the tits. They're not like HBO.
Definitely not.
HBO is like, okay, we need a new show to fill our 10 o'clock slot on Sundays. Let's just start from whose tits do we want to see for 8 or 10 episodes and work our way back from there.
Whose tits do we want to see is a working title of a new show.
You've got a room full of writers that have like notebooks just full of this
shit. Shot the pilot for whose tits do you want to see.
Well, if we're talking sci-fi tits, like, I don't think we've really seen enough of Sarah Jessica Parker's tits. I think we can throw enough money at Jessica Alba to do some nude scenes.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Does anyone want to see Tawny Katane's tits anymore?
No. Now? Maybe. I don't know.
For nostalgia?
I got time.
Because I've got this script that takes place in a retirement home that looks pretty juicy. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Those washy cymbals are making me dizzy. It's like washing in this stereo effect with the pulses.
He sucks.
Yeah, big time.
He's not the greatest metal drummer.
It didn't even sound like the greatest metal that he was listening to. I wasn't sure what that was. What is this?
Pantera.
Oh, Pantera. Man, what is it about this band that is just, to some people, so legendary?
I just never really got it. Do you have ears right now?
I'm not anti-metal, but I just...
Like, really? You're expecting Aaron to like this? Like, he knocks a lot of music, man. I don't expect him to like this.
If...
Because it's about to go where you not... You think it's going to go place from here, and it's about to not go to that place.
No, it doesn't.
Well, if I would just take, like, just take a glance at a Hot Topic wall and say, how many bands do I like?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the answer is... Probably like, well, only if they have David Bowie shit up, maybe.
So you think they're going thrashy? They went slow and groovy.
You could probably count it on one hand, probably.
Yeah. I would say so. We talked about this on Unregimented. I'm a music snob, and I know it.
I saw them, and it was the greatest, one of the greatest concerts ever.
I never got the opportunity.
Far Beyond Driven, son. I saw them twice.
I saw them once. It was Pantera and Slayer.
I saw Pantera with Sepultura when Sepultura was on tour for KSAD, and Pantera was on tour for Far Beyond Driven.
Sepultura's on tour.
And then I saw Pantera and White Zombie. White Zombie.
Was that the one with the little T-bill?
As opposed to
Black Zombie.
No, as opposed to Rob Zombie. You see, it's been Rob Zombie since 1999. Right. I saw White Zombie.
I got
Cream
to see
Zombie.
That.
And they were on tour for Astro Creep. It was awesome.
I saw Sepultura. They were good. It was that time that I almost hit the singer from Helmet with a shoe.
Yeah, that's right. Because I have this song.
Oh, I love Helmet.
I bet you do, Mikey B.
For your mom.
What?
For his mom. Your dick, my mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a tasty groove. What is this?
Ventura.
Yeah.
Rob's gonna start get all glass away from Rob.
Didn't this? This is an old recording.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
This is like, didn't this just have a 20th anniversary or some shit?
Yep.
It's been longer than 20 years.
This came out in 96.
And remind me where this band is from.
Brazil.
I was gonna say Brazil. Brazil.
Brazil.
Max Cavalera.
God.
Yeah. And they all kind of look like, well, what was that hairy guy from Street Fighter's name that would like jump on you and claw your chest?
Blanca.
Or your tits. Yeah. That, I didn't see him from very close, so it looked like a bunch of Blancas playing their instruments. But they were, See, this I like.
I've never got to see
something. I don't know why. I think there's a difference between this and Pantera, but this I can appreciate.
Oh, yeah, this is the album where they had all the crazy extra percussion.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Whew.
Getting all fired up over there.
You know, don't take it the wrong way. I'm not wasting the track on that.
Right.
Got to fade out or becomes the track.
Fade out.
Why did Chad Smith tell Scott Baio to eat a bag of dicks?
What?
Oh, eat a bag of dicks. Chachi.
Chachi.
Even better.
I'm listening.
Yes.
All right, fuck it. Let's find out. What was the argument?
You can't just put that out there and then not tell us. I don't know why he's told to eat a bag of dicks, Chachi.
So Nancy Mack is the wife of Chad Smith, the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers and doppelganger of
Will Ferrell.
Of Will Ferrell. See, it previously reported Mack and Baio butted heads late last year when they attended a function for the school. Both of their children attended and ended up in a confrontation that allegedly included Mack beating. No beating going on here.
No beating?
Berating and cursing Baio before grabbing, shaking, and pushing him. A physical intrusion, she reportedly explained by saying she was only trying to demonstrate for Baio, an outspoken Donald Trump supporter, the way Trump hugs women. It's not like she was going for his junk.
No.
Like, she was basically, I know this guy's a Trump supporter, I think that's disgusting. Hey, Scott, let me kind of violate you a little bit here in public to show you how it would feel to be treated how Trump claims to treat certain women.
Is that where we're at now? Really?
Yeah, probably. I'd say we're at that point.
I don't like who you root for politically, so let me grab your dick.
I don't know if she actually, like, grabbed his dick. I mean, that would be weird.
But you know what I'm saying? Let me physically assault you because I don't like who your politics. Who, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we're there. Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah, we're there.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Apparently,
I'm going to convert the basement into a bunker.
Let's see.
And wait for the sun to explode. That's our best chance right now, right?
What?
A crazy solar flare. Just fix everything.
I don't know if it fixed anything, but sure.
Well, they threw it. Yeah, district attorney isn't hearing the case because he says that it wasn't that bad. Have you watched Crashing? Did I ask you that? Have you guys seen the show on HBO?
I have not.
No. I have not seen it.
I'm kind of on the fence.
Gina Holmes is one of those people. She guest stars on the most recent episode and offers him some coke because he's trying to keep her away from Artie. Because Artie's like, that's your job. You drive me to the gig and open for me and make sure I don't get high. And Gina's character is all like, let's get high. Let's go back to my place. We had a night out. She ends up going home with, what's his name? Stretch. The lead of the show.
Okay.
Pete Holmes.
And they sit down on the couch and she just pulls out a little mirror and rips a line real quick. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Here. Offers him one, and she turns to, like, grab her drink or something like that. And while her head is turned, he, like, quickly takes the straw, puts it in his mouth, and blows the coke off the mirror. And then goes, ah, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a pretty great move, actually.
We're listening to this music.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one who brought up Coke, but I don't know if Buck Cherry is the appropriate response.
No, never in any situation. Unless it's crazy, bitch.
Listen, I'm trying to cater the production to the demographics of the people that listen.
They listen to Buck Cherry?
Yes. Just because we didn't doesn't mean people our age have not. They get two or three number one records. None of us own them.
I will not observe them.
Rob was like, I will not abide by Buck Cherry.
I don't have to conform to the people.
Number one records? Like multiple number one records?
Yeah, I didn't know they had multiple number one.
Does Billboard have a strip club chart now?
That was the number one.
That'd be cool. I'd actually like to see that.
Crazy 69 Boys are still on.
Crazy Bitch was number one.
Probably too.
Oh, singles.
Yeah, right? There'd be a ton of 80s and late 70s singles and some early 90s metal.
No, I'm saying... The Buck Cherry shit, they had singles go to number one, not albums, right? That's what we're talking about?
Well, I thought their whole album made it.
I don't know. Okay. You know what? I don't know Buck Cherry. You caught me.
Now I'm Googling Buck Cherry Billboard.
But I'll tell you one thing. When you go out to see the cover bands, it's not the gentlemen who are requesting Crazy Bitch. I've never seen a dude request Crazy Bitch, and I've seen a lot of people request that stupid song.
Yeah.
Because they come up to the sound guy, like I have some control over it, and he's like, can you ask him to play Crazy Bitch? And I'm like, I'm still trying to communicate a system where I can, you know, get the guitarist to turn down so that I can pull him up in his monitor. One thing at a time, you Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
Go yell it at the band.
Tell them to play Crazy
Bitch. I've got my job. Your job is to yell out song requests.
I was in a band that covered it. I think I've admitted this on the show before.
Yes, you have.
We don't need to go down that road again.
No more.
It's already encased in internet history.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris is responsible for the Amazon server shutdown. This is an attempt to erase from existence the evidence that he had a band that played this song.
Crazy Bitch and Lit Up. Well, I guess they weren't number ones, but they broke into the Billboard top. Crazy whatever.
Bitch. Cat's like grinding on the couch over there.
Yeah.
I think she was twerking.
Nice.
Well, she is black.
Yeah, she is.
Oh!
Hit that button,
that's
sir.
That's not just that a black. Not that's cool. A more millennial thing racist. Than a race thing.
On yourself.
What? She's a black cat.
So what? It's a cat. It's not a human being.
Honestly, and maybe it's just the type of things that I tend to look at, I think I've seen more white girls twerking online than I have black girls.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
But black girls invented twerking. That's a scientific fact.
Really? Show me the scientist that has proven this fact.
Please. I think that I can agree with the fact part of that, though.
I don't know if
there's any papers on it that got published.
Yeah. I'd like to see the paperwork, and I would like to see the fact checking.
Do not. You know what? I'm just going to do it.
There you go.
Who invented twerking?
So what I typed in.
Nice.
A bird?
Well, it wasn't Miley.
Thank God.
A bird invented twerking?
A bird?
That's what this article says.
How
are
you relieved that it wasn't Miley Cyrus?
Because I just don't like her.
I don't know why people would think she doesn't have enough
A bird called the
sage
grouse
twerk.
Actually invented the move. It's primarily for mating purposes. During this mating season, the male grouse will twerk so much as it takes the remainder of the year building its strength just so it can do it again next year.
Damn, it takes that much energy?
That's its big move.
Damn.
Here we go.
Seals the deal. Like,
you're about to see a bird twerk?
All year long, he's like listening to Eminem. Like, I only got one shot.
Yep.
Get ready for some twerk action.
Bird twerk.
So
do it, son.
Little,
do it.
Little, looks like they're
ooh.
Kind of pecking Whoa. At each other.
Whoa.
A little side to side.
Whoa. Some hip action right
Ooh,
there.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That bird is not twerking.
He did. Or it did.
You are fake news.
Bird is not twerking.
Looks like it's kind of teasing them a little bit.
Yeah,
it looks
like they're sword fighting with their beaks.
They're kind of pecking each other, and then the colorful one. Is the colorful one the male?
Apparently one of these birds is going to twerk soon.
Is the colorful one the... That doesn't look like... It looks more like a crip walk than a...
It was more of a crip walk. Right?
Fake news.
Sorry, this article's wrong.
Well,
calm down.
Are they saying that that's VH1 the origin of the term?
Twerking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Wikipedia. What are we doing? Know. Wait. Wikipedia.
I'm going to look at Black America Web.
The word specifically originated from the inner city of New Orleans. And it was used frequently in New Orleans bounce music.
Oh no!
By rappers and DJs hosting block parties in the housing projects.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
Came from Nolens.
Nolens
bounce music from Nolens.
What's bounce music?
Ah,
can we get a sample of it?
Yes.
You should. I think you would like this, actually, Rob. Have you seen what was Treme on HBO?
No.
They got some good bounce music in that show.
I would say I like watching girls bounce their butts, but if it's twerking...
No, it's not. The show's not about twerking.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I'd love to watch that show. If it, you know, I get that on YouTube, but I didn't know it was a TV show.
No, it's just a really good show that happens to have some very funky music in it.
There you go.
Just make it one beat.
2013's New Orleans bounce mix.
Whoa.
I know where this is going. I think.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is the DJ mix. This is always going to start out a little wacky.
Okay. It's pretty wacky so far. Oh, I can see. Makes me want to twerk.
All right, 2013 mix. We're going to go for 2014 mix.
Maybe better.
Hopefully. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe there's different interpretations of that, but I'm thinking more. That.
LAD, bitch.
DJ Blazing.
Whoa. I see a theme.
This is some highly edited DJ type of shit, though. I'm thinking live band shit. But maybe this is, you know, I mean, I'm not arguing with where twerking came from.
A lot of bass, a lot of repeating, repetition to make the shake. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, I don't know. Shaking your booty goes all the way back to practically the invention of the guitar.
Caveman.
Or the caveman, yeah.
Get that booty.
Right. I mean, no, honestly.
Right.
Like, that's how you would present.
There you go. 10 classic bounce records for people who don't know shit about bounce music.
Perfect for me.
Right, because I don't know shit about this shit. I don't know shit
Who's
about
that?
Shit.
I like asses.
Yeah, so there I love you go. Asses.
I'm in from like Jump asses, Street on that.
Titty guy. You a titty boy?
I don't like the big asses, though.
Oh, no. You gotta have a handful. That's it.
I like tight ass.
All right. This is DJ Jimmy. Where are they at? Parentheses. Dirty.
This is the dirty mix, then. We need some swearing.
Well, can we have the wiped version, please?
Yeah.
I don't like that much ass.
The dirty ass version?
From
1992. Is it just not a clean loop? It hasn't. Like, it's not stuttering.
Right.
Well, the internet's fucking up, too.
You think that's it? Or did the guy fuck up his drum machine?
Maybe he screwed up his drum.
I'm not impressed.
No, I think it's kind of boring.
I don't know what makes this especially bounce.
I feel like I should be on cocaine to listen to this.
All right, and how about this one? Juvenile Bounce for the Juvenile.
Yeah, are you going to Mega Mix style? Are you going to like fade into one?
No.
Repetition.
I'm in love with you, girl.
Yeah. That was so many beats.
Yeah.
So I have so many songs of use this beat.
Girl, can I get my number? Get your number.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yep.
I love you. Thomas Project keeps slanging on a bunch of front of town villains who don't mind dying. That 13th ward keeps slanging on a bunch of
not impressed.
Nope.
They're just, I mean, it sounds still like turntablism shit. I mean, that's cool. I mean, edit some beats and loops together, get some rhymes and some shit.
But twerk, rock rhyme.
Twerk Something by Cheeky Black.
Cheeky Black.
I don't see.
God damn it.
I don't hear anything that sounds like a movement of music, right?
It's just repetition over and 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 over. The more they need is motherfucker. What?
I don't mind repetition. That's what makes music.
Right, but it's just the words. Like, why repeat words over and over? Like, I don't understand.
Say
that.
Fuck them hoes.
Fuck them hoes.
Say fuck them hoes.
Fuck them hoes.
Say fuck them niggas.
I don't hear a lot of repeating music.
Oh, wait.
I don't hear a lot of repeating in this music, Rob. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't hear a lot
fuck
of
them
repeating.
Hoes.
Fuck them niggas.
Fuck them. Oh.
Fuck them niggas.
This is not the clean version. You're not a clean version either.
This is the closest to getting to something that I've heard, though. I mean, really, maybe it's just the Detroiter in me that says, well, just speed this up and play it.
Right.
You know, play this shit on 45 and let's get to dancing.
Pump the Party by Partners in Crime, you know.
This is just a slowed down groove version of booty music coming out of Chicago and Detroit. It's a north-south thing, isn't it? That's what it is. They like their music slower down there.
Ricky B, Y'all Holla. Oh, Ricky B. Mikey B's gone. We could ask them if they're related. You have the same last name.
Finally. You're telling me this is New Orleans music and I don't hear any horns?
Even in remix.
This is what I was thinking about.
Well, then they're repeating it over and over and over.
Maybe I had a different concept of what bounce music was, but I was thinking hip-hop and traditional New Orleans jazz.
Right. I like this.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. But I guess it all starts somewhere, you know?
Right.
I could probably play you a 20-year history of techno music, and you'd think that 90% of it was whack shit. Well, there we go. We learned something today.
Let's skip to the number one. What's supposed to be the most bounced synonymous track? Fifth Ward Weeby, Fuck Katrina.
Fuck Katrina, damn.
That is the number one bounce track, according to this list.
I gotta hear it now. I bet you it's a lot better than It's So Cold in the D. What's up with your internet, bro?
Oh.
We heard you talking shit about Trump.
I don't mean
put that bottleneck on you.
Jeff Sessions.
I apparently had it on
mute. Bottlenecked the internet.
All of our agents are assisting other callers. What? It may take 10 minutes or more to answer your call.
FEMA. Check this shit out. Check this shit out. This is go feel for a weed. DJ Lil, man. You heard me? I need all my motherfucking Katrina victims. Put your L's in my motherfucking L.I.P.
Come on.
Put them up.
Hold
up, DJ Lil, man. Look. Let me talk to him, DJ Lil. I said. I said, I called Red Cross, they refused to pay. That bitch George Bush, he was on delay. I think my play game, so I had to get me. I want that second check between his feet. What's up? I said, I called Red Cross, they refused to pay. That bitch George Bush, he was on delay. I think my play game, so I had to get me. I want that second check between his feet. What's up? I said, fuck Katrina.
Is it saying I fucked Katrina?
No,
or?
No, fuck Katrina.
Oh. I say fuck Katrina. That hoe was a creeper.
I fucked over my creeper. Again, it's just, I mean, we heard these beats in many different styles of music, and I guess.
Thanks for playing bounce music.
Do me one more favor before we hit outro. Bounce music Treme, and see if I'm insane or if they actually do refer to the shit that they play in that show, some of it.
I spell that Treem.
Yeah, I guess, isn't
it? Treem.
Where's the accent mark? Treme Bounce-gay, what's that on YouTube?
At a bounce show?
Steve's on.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so I am insane. I just thought that every time that they went to a gig, there were horns.
Oh. They should put horns, though. I liked it with the horns.
But at least this shit's, like, more sped up.
Whoa.
Look at them asses. There's look at twerking. Them asses.
There is twerking on yep. Treme. See?
I think I know who this person is.
That MC?
Yeah.
White? Oh, hey, Pop Amy, Katie Red. Hi.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
You too. My God.
Can't remember.
Oh, is this thing like sitting in front of me this whole time?
Oh, y'all, hey, aren't you?
For you.
I tell you what, I'm going to take you to meet Charles. He owns a shop uptown, and he has a pair of blue pumps on tonight to put my shit to shame.
You just lead on, girlfriend.
Come on, girl.
Oh, that's just Ant. She's saying it was awesome. That show the rocks. If
you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.